Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit the middle infield tiers up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Thursday, January 26th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And we'll start off with the second base tiers. And that brings us to the elite tier. Jose Altuve, Marcus Semien, and Ozzie Albies with an ADP from 30 to 53. That's right. No second baseman being drafted before pick 30. And Scott, that's exactly why this is your favorite tier to draft from.
Yeah, it's a high priority. In fact, I'd say my highest priority in drafts this year is to get a second baseman from this tier, whether it's Altuve or Semien, preferably one of those two. Albies more of a fallback option. You say Albies ADP is outside the top 50, but all the drafts I've done, these three have gone in quick succession, all three in round three. And so that's where I'm looking to take one. I haven't even gotten to do it yet. It's my top priority, but every mock we've done, they've gone, you know, in such a short span of time that I didn't have a chance to react, which makes... You know, you want the tiers to exist so that you know when to react when a tier starts depleting. I'm just warning you now, you're likely not going to have that opportunity at second base.
Yep, that is fair. I mean, I think second base, third base, you really want to put a priority on both of those positions early on in your drafts. Let's run through the rest of the tiers at second base. The near elite is just one player, Jazz Chisholm, who is going in the fifth round of early drafts. The next best things includes Tommy Edman, Andrés Giménez, Max Muncy. That's from a range of 74 to pick 142.
So three tiers in, we've only done seven players so far. That's how bad second base is.
And it's about to get worse because look at the fallback options with an ADP of 123 to 220. That includes Ketel Marte, Jorge Polanco, Brandon Lau, Gleyber Torres, and Vaughn Grissom. So again, that just kind of shows why you want to attack that position a little bit earlier on in your drafts. Let's jump over to the shortstop side of the tiers. The best around, no doubt, Trey Turner. Now with the Phillies, he has an ADP of 2 because he is incredibly high floor and still pretty high ceiling. Hopefully he can get back to running a little bit more in Philadelphia. The elite tier. This is from ADP 15 through 60. It includes Fernando Tatis Jr., Bo Bichette, Bobby Witt Jr., Francisco Lindor, and Corey Seager. Worth mentioning that Bobby Witt moves down a tier in head-to-head points because of his plate discipline, and Corey Seager moves down a tier in Roto and Categories Leagues because he doesn't run, and he's actually known for his plate discipline. The near elite tier. There's just three names here. Dansby Swanson, Xander Bogaerts, O'Neill Cruz. Swanson now with the Cubs. Xander Bogaerts now with the Padres. O'Neill Cruz, sky high potential. And let's just jump right into the next tier, which is Scott's favorite. There is an argument for combining the near elite and next best things tier because there's a lot of similarities between these players, if we're being honest. And it includes Tommy Edman, Tim Anderson, Carlos Correa, Wander Franco, Willie Adames, and Jeremy Pena, who is one tier lower in a head-to-head points league. Scott, why is this tier your favorite at shortstop?
Because I don't think it is that much worse than the previous tier. Carlos Correa being in this tier. Xander Bogaerts is in the other tier. I think Carlos Correa's best-case scenario is better than Xander Bogaerts' best-case scenario. I've said that for a long time, and we have yet to see it. But I think it's true. So I'm not even sure, even though he's a tier lower, that I wouldn't straight up prefer Correa. So it's this is a difficult stretch in the rankings, the shortstop rankings, but really whether you're talking any position, this is a difficult stretch to tier because where exactly is that drop off between the Dansby Swanson, Xander Bogarts, O'Neill Cruises of the world and the Carlos Correa, Willy Adames' Jeremy Peña's of the world? I know it exists somewhere in there. And I don't think making this one big tier and, you know, eliminating the tier ahead or the tier behind, you know, it just wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. These need to be two distinct tiers, but I think like mentally, I'm going to treat them more like one and be just as happy taking a Carlos Correa or a Willy Adames as my starting shortstop than a Dansby Swanson.
And you better,
as a Dansby Swanson.
You better make sure you get a shortstop by the end of this tier, because even though the next tier is called fallback options, you really don't want to depend on this next tier, which only has two players in it, Javier Baez and Ezequiel Tovar. So there's a really, really big drop-off from the next best things to the fallback options. Make sure you get your shortstop before then. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye!
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.